الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، we're going to continue reading for you the explanation of the chapter ما جاء في الكهان ونحوهم, what is said about the fortune tellers and their like from كتاب التوحيد, the explanation from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد لفضيلة الشيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى. قال وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله عنه مرفوعا ليس منا من تطير أو تطير له أو تكهن أو تكهن له أو سحر أو سحر له, ومن أتى كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه البزار بإسناد جيد, ورواه الطبراني في الأوسط بإسناد حسن من حديث ابن عباس دون قوله ومن أتى إلى آخره. The next narration that Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala mentioned in this chapter from Imran ibn Husayn radiyallahu anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, he is not one of us he is not one of us who interprets an omen or has one interpreted for him, nor he who tells a fortune or has one told for him, or who performs magic or has it done for him. And whoever goes to a fortune teller believing in what he says, then he has disbelieved in what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recorded by Al-Bazzar with a good chain, and Al-Tabarani recorded it in Al-Awsat with a Hassan chain from Ibn Abbas without the words, whoever goes to the end. قال البغوي العراف الذي يدعي معرفة الأمور بمقدمات يستدل بها على المسروق ومكان الضال ونحو ذلك, وقيل هو الكاهن, والكاهن هو الذي يخبر عن المغيبات في المستقبل, وقيل الذي يخبر عما في الضمير. البغوي explained the عراف is the one who claims to know matters of the past which are used to know about something that was stolen or where to find something that is lost, etc. And they say that this is the kahin as well. And the kahin is the one who tells the hidden matters of the future. And they say he is the one who reads minds. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ليس منا, أي لا يفعل هذا من هو من أشياعنا العاملين باتباعنا المقتفين لشرعنا. He's not one of us. The Sheikh Fawzan, he says it means he's not adhering to that which is we are upon. And he's not one of those who follow our legislation. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث General explanation of this hadith, يقول الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى لا يكون من أتباعنا المتبعين لشرعنا من فعل الطيرة أو الكهانة أو السحر أو فعلت له هذه الأشياء، لأن فيها ادعاء لعلم الغيب الذي اختص الله به. So he's not one of us, and from those who follow our legislation, this is what the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, he's not one of us. He's not considered from those who follow our legislation, the one who deals with omens or fortune tellers or magic, the one who performed these things or performed for him. Because these things, those people who involve themselves with these things, they claim that they have knowledge of the unseen, that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفيها إفساد للعقائد والعقول. And these things corrupt the creed, the belief, and the minds of the people. Those who involve in such matters, it corrupt the creed, the belief of the people and their minds. ومن صدق من يفعل شيئا من هذه الأمور فقد كفر بالوحي الإلهي الذي جاء لإبطال هذه الجاهليات ووقاية العقول منها. And as for the one who believes in these people, the fortune tellers and the like, and the magicians, such a person, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, has disbelieved in the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. This revelation that was sent to take the people away from ignorance and to smash falsehood. This revelation to protect the people's minds. ويلحق بذلك ما يفعله بعض الناس من قراءة ما يسمى بالكف أو ربط سعادة الإنسان وشقائه وحظه بالبروج ونحو ذلك. The same ruling on other actions that certain people perform as well, such as certain people, they claim that they look at the palm, the hand palm of certain people, and they can tell them what's going to happen to them in next year, what's going to happen to them, and this and that, if they're going to make any money or this. And other people, they rely on the buruj as related to the happiness of a person or not. The buruj is the, what do you call it in English? You know, the scorpion and what was those, 12? They usually have in newspapers.
Zodiac and horoscope.
Naam, same thing. Kufr wal-iyadu billah. Person look at the zodiac and say, oh yeah, oh where you are, what month? Oh yeah, you're a Sagittarius. You're a Sagittarius or this or that. And they think just because whatever they said in newspaper, oh, he's going to be sad. Oh, he has a bad month. This month is bad for him. أعوذ بالله. قال وقد بين كل من الإمامين البغوي وابن تيمية رحمهم الله معنى العراف والكاهن والمنجم والرمال بما حاصله أن كل من يدعي علم شيء من المغيبات فهو إما داخل في اسم الكاهن أو مشارك له في المعنى فيلحق به. الإمام البغوي عن ابن تيمية رحمهم الله, they give a definition, who is the عراف and the كاهن, the fortune teller, the منجم, the one who uses the positions of the stars to tell the people about the unseen, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And الرَّمَّال, there's people that you send. They use different things. Other people use cups too. They use different ways. But all of them, they agreed on one. Even different names, but all of them agreed on this. Anyone who claims the knowledge of the unseen, he is included under this name of the كاهن, the fortune teller, or shares with him in the same meaning. So he is one of him. And take the same ruling of the kahin, the fortune teller. And the fortune teller is the one who tell the people, claim to tell the people that what's going to happen in the future. He takes from what some of the shayateen steals from hearing. They hear certain things here and there, as it is mentioned in the beginning chapters of this book, Kitab al-Tawheed. Al-Imam al-Bazzar, who is al-Bazzar? He is Ahmed ibn Umar ibn Abd al-Khaliq Abu Bakr al-Bazzar al-Basri, Sahib al-Musnad al-Kabir. مات سنة 92 و 200. He died in the year 292 of the Hijrah. والبغوي البغوي بفتحتين هو الحسين ابن مسعود الفراء الشافعي صاحب التصانيف وعالم أهل خراسان. البغوي his name is الحسين ابن مسعود الفراء الشافعي, great imam, great عالم from خراسان. كان ثقة فقيها زهيد زاهدا. He died in a year of Shawwal, in a year 516 of the Hijrah, rahimahullah ta'ala. قال في قرة العيون والطير شرك والكهانة كفر. قاله في قرة العيون. الطيرة, those people who they fall into omens, practice it and believe in omens, that's shirk, وعياذ بالله. That's shirk, as preceded. And والكهانة كفر, as for fortune telling, is disbelief, وعياذ بالله, because they claim that they have knowledge of the unseen. Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan says, and they are from al-Taghut, al-Kuhan, Tawagit, because as you remember, the definition of a Taghut is also includes someone who claims to have knowledge, having knowledge of the unseen. Wal-iyadu billah. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله مناسبة الحديث للباب. قال أن فيه النهي والتغليظ عن فعل الكهانة ونحوها وتصديق أهلها. The reason شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى selected this hadith amongst the proofs in this chapter. Once again, this chapter is about the al-kihana, the kuhan, the fortune tellers and the like. And because this hadith contains a prohibition, strong prohibition against practicing kihana. It's not permissible for Muslims to practice this fortune telling and fortune tellers and the like. And it's not permissible for us Muslims to believe these liars, because they're liars, كذابون. It's not permissible for us to believe these liars, the fortune tellers and the like. ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits the Shaykh has deducted from this hadith. أولا تحريم ادعاء علم الغيب لأنه ينافي التوحيد. It is strictly forbidden for anyone to claim the knowledge of the unseen. Because this opposes the Tawheed. The one who is muwahid, the one who is upon tawheed, the person believe that no one knows the unseen but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, تحريم تصديق من يفعل ذلك بكهانة أو غيرها لأنه كفر. Number two, it is forbidden to believe anyone who does that, such as the fortune tellers or other than them, those who you, who claim that they know the unseen, and this is disbelief, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever believed in the kahin has disbelieved, has fallen into kufr. ثالثاً وجوب تكذيب الكهان ونحوهم ووجوب الابتعاد عنهم وعن علومهم. It is obligatory to consider these fortune tellers and the like of them, those who follow them in the same field. It is obligation to consider them as liars and never accept anything from them. Rather, the Shaykh says, likewise, it is obligatory to run away from them and to stay away from them and from anything that they involve themselves with. So we do not learn what they do or how they do it. Don't go on the internet and try to figure out, learn how to read a palm. It's not permissible. Or be reading those astrology like the zodiac and this. No. Stay away from these things. Especially now with the time of the technology and the internet and the YouTubes and Googles and Bing and Yahoo engines, all that. Like, oh yeah. Oh hey, look how they read in the sand. Oh yeah, yeah, they do it in Africa. Yeah. It's in YouTube now. You don't have to go to Africa. Africa come to you in your house, on your desk. And then you'll be reading. No, leave that stuff alone. You don't want to read it. You don't want to learn it. You don't want to see how it works. You want to stay away from it, the Shaykh says. Because that's kufr, al-iyadu billah, is disbelief. رابعاً وجوب التمسك بما أنزل على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وطرح ما خلفه. And likewise, it is obligatory to hold on firm to that which he was revealed to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that which was revealed to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is what? Al-Kitab wa Sunnah. It's an obligation to hold on firm to and to forsake and leave off anything else. Because here the Prophet says, and whoever came to a fortune teller and believed in him and believed him in what he say has disbelieved in Quran and Sunnah. Prophet says, has disbelieved in that which was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that which he was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Quran and the Sunnah. وقال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما في قوم يكتبون أبا جاد وينظرون في النجوم ما أرى من فعل ذلك له عند الله من خلاق. قال الهيثمي في مجمع الزوائد رواه الطبراني وفيه خالد ابن يزيد العمري وهو كذاب. The last narration in this chapter that Ibn Abbas that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said about certain people who practice numerology, these numbers and letters, and utilize the zodiac. He says one who does that will find no good for himself with Allah. However, this hadith is recorded by al-Tabarani from Ibn Abbas, marfu', meaning traced to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his chain is weak. His chain is weak. Why? Because al-Haythami, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, in it is a man named Khalid. His name is Khalid ibn Yazid al-Amri, and he is a liar. He lies, this man, kazzab. Likewise, Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, graded it weak in Da'if al-Jami'. Rather, Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, this hadith may even be fabricated, in the silsila al-Da'ifah, hadith number 417. المعنى الإجمالي للأثر, the general meaning of this أثر, يقول ابن عباس لا أعلم أو لا أظن أن من يكتب حروف أبا جاد وينظر في النجوم ويبني على ذلك الحكم على المستقبل, ما أرى لمن فعل ذلك نصيبا عند الله, لأن ذلك يدخل في حكم العرافين المدعين للعلم الغيب. In the general meaning of this statement, that Ibn Abbas says, I don't know and I don't think that anyone who used these letters and these numbers, or the one who used zodiac, because they rely on the positions of the stars and the like, the astrology and the like, and based on that they deduct a ruling pertaining to matters that yet to take place in the future, as they claim. They tell the people, oh, this was going to happen, some king going to die. They say this, you hear this in the news. They say that the fortune tellers or those guys, they say, look, this king's going to die, this president, this person going to be the president, and this all lies. He says, anyone who does this has nothing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these people, they claim the knowledge of the unseen, wal'iyadu billah. By doing so, they claim that they have the knowledge of the unseen. Of course, this Abajad, it's not easy to explain, but it is a system of letters. If it is used for the right purposes, it's okay. Some people, they use it for good purposes. You know, to know the letters, to know the sentences and stuff. That's okay. But for people to use it and they break it into the way they want it, so that and therefore they claim that they know the unseen, no, that's not that's kufr al-iyadu billah. That's disbelief. Because now they're talking about the unseen, that's only Allah knows about. Likewise, the astrology, like, it's okay to study the stars. Somebody have knowledge, they want to know the position of the stars and this, mashallah. But for certain people to say, look, because of this position of this star and this, this is going to happen, this guy going to die, this guy going to be born, and they talk about the unseen, that's haram, it's forbidden. مناسبة الباب الأثر للباب أنه يدل على أن كتابة أبا جاد وتعلمها لمن يدعي بها معرفة علم الغيب والنظر في النجوم على اعتقاد أن لها تأثيرا كل ذلك يدخل في العرافة ومن فعله فقد أضاع نصيبه من الله. الشيخ says that anyone who writes these numbers, certain numbers, some letters in a certain way and learn these methods. And they claim that because of this position, these numbers, or because of this combination of numbers and letters, that's how they know the unseen. And likewise, those who look at the stars and their positions, and they believe that the positions of the stars have an effect on what's going to happen and what's going on in the on the world. All this is included in Irafa. And whoever does this has no reward from Allah, but rather whoever does this as is preceded is a kafir, is a kufr, practicing these things is disbelief. Believing these people is disbelief in what was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ما يستفاد من الأثر, some of the benefits from this أثر. أولا تحريم تعلم أبي جاد على وجه ادعاء علم الغيب به لأنه ينافي التوحيد, أما تعلمها للتهجي وحساب الجمل فلا بأس به. Once again, Sheikh Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى says, it is strictly forbidden to learn this Abi Jad, which is like a combination of some letters, okay, but not to claim knowing the unseen. But rather, because this opposes Tawheed, and this is Kitab al-Tawheed, that's why it's in here. He says, as for someone who just learning those letters because they help in the studies and studies the sentences and the like, that's okay. That's okay. Number two, تحريم التنجيم لأنه وسيلة إلى الشرك بالله تعالى. Like the way certain people use the positions of the stars and astrology and the like is forbidden because it leads to shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, they start say these stars because of this, once is this position, oh, this is going to happen. And this, and they claim that they have a knowledge of the unseen. Number three, عدم الاغترار بما يؤتاه أهل الباطل من معارفهم وعلومهم لأن ذلك من باب الاستدراج لهم. He said we should not be deceived by certain things that Ahlul Batil, the people of falsehood, because sometimes they may say something and it happened as Allah decreed it to happen, not them. Sometimes they liars, but sometimes they may say something and some of what they say may happen by Allah's will, not because of them. And we shouldn't be deceived by them and say, oh yeah, see, they're right. No, things happen by Allah's will. But this is only so they can sink in their falsehood, wal'iyadu billah. Okay? In the end, I'm going to read to you something from the Kitab al-Tawheed, Sharh Kitab al-Tawheed of Shaykh Salih al-Shaykh, Hafidah Allah. قال واعلم أن أصناف الكهانة كثيرة جدا. So you should know now, the Shaykh mentioned some of the types of kihana, fortune telling, and those who claim that they know the unseen and can tell the people what's going to happen to them, how much they're going to earn. Some people, is he going to get married? Whatever, is the wife going to leave him? Many things, absurd questions people ask. Somebody wants to make money, he knows, he goes to the market, don't go to the fortune teller. You know, somebody want to make money, he work for it. And it's a sad thing that person go to a fortune teller and the fortune teller charge $10 to tell the person there is a treasure somewhere. Look, you're going to be driving in Carolina and you're going to stop in this rest area and you're going to go, I don't know, by this tree. There is a tree over there. You're going to go there, and then you're going to see something. Huh? And then you start digging, and you're going to find a big treasure. Why Miss Cleo don't go and get it herself? Real wrong. The fortune teller, subhanAllah, charged for $10 to tell somebody, go to Carolina and get a treasure of $10 million? That makes sense? Oh, maybe these fortune tellers, they zuhad, they don't like the money, right? Yeah, right. So why they charge $10 then? $10 a call. Allah al-Musta'an. So there are many types of kihana. وَجَامِعُهَا الَّذِي يَجْمَعُهَا أَنَّهُ يَسْتَخْدِمُ الْكَاهِنُ وَسِيلَةً ظَاهِرَ عِنْدَهُ لِيُقْنِعَ السَّائِلْ بِأَنَّهُ وَصَلَ إِلَيْهِ الْعِلْمِ عَنْ طَرِيقُ أُمُورْ ظَاهِرَ كَالنُّجُومِ. Look, they tricky these guys. Okay? They try to trick the people, trick the ignorance, those who are not firm in Tawheed. That's why the importance of studying Tawheed. These fortune tellers, what they do? He use ways and means to convince those who ask them that what they're doing is a knowledge, you know. It's not just they talking from their minds. And that's why they use the, when a person comes, he's like, look, the position of the star, you don't see what I see, he says, you know. So that's why you come in to me, he says, look, but look at this. أو عن طريق الخط. Some of them, when a person go to them and ask them, they start drawing lines, crooked, these different ways. أو عن طريق الطرق, أو عن طريق الودع, أو عن طريق الفنجان. Some they use, what they call them, shells, seashells. Start looking at the seashells. So he sees stuff, but the one who's asked, he looking at the seashell, but he don't see what this person seeing. Well, he has goggles on or something. Look at the ignorance. Well, kif. Some other, they like, okay, you want me to tell you what happened to your camels? You couldn't find them? You want to know what your children are doing when they're not home? All right, here. Give me your hand. And start reading. Look, you see this? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ أو عن طريق النَّظَرِ فِي الْحَسَى أو الْخَشَبِ. They use different ways. Some, they have pebbles. Some pebbles, they bring them, and they like, look, they toss them. They say, see, because of this, there's two big ones, they're supposed to be here. But since one of them in here, and the little one of A'udhu Billah, you know, that's this was going to happen. Some, they use wood. I don't know how they use these things. And we don't want to know. May Allah protect us and our offsprings. قال هذه كلها وسائل يغر بها الكاهن من يأتيه وهي في الحقيقة وسائل لا تحصل ذاك العلم. The Sheikh says all these means, whether it's like the nujum, the stars, the drawing in the sand, or the using of seashells or pebbles or wood or the hand palm reading or looking at the cup, like the coffee cup, looking at it. They looking at a cup and they can tell you what's going to happen 20 years from now. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And what need to do, somebody take that cup and hit him in the head. And if you say, what do you do that for? You didn't see that one coming? You didn't see that one coming. You see something that's going to come 20 years from now. This one, he just came, not even 2 seconds, he didn't see it, huh? He has no long distance. A'udhu billah. He said, the Sheikh, he says, all of these means that the Kohan, the fortune teller, use to deceive the one who's asking them questions. So that the one who's there believe that this person get this knowledge of the unseen through these means. Through the sand, through the pebbles, through the stars, through the palm, through the cup. The Sheikh says, but in reality, that knowledge comes to them from the jinn. Because them, why they disbelieve? Because they deal with the jinn. And the jinn would not tell them anything or work with them unless that person disbelieve in Allah and believe in the jinn. But then they deal with the jinn. The jinn give them something, you know. The jinn, they tell them, look, this and that, and they lie to the people. But they're not going to come and say, look, man, hold on, let me call the jinn. Come to me tomorrow, the jinn tell you what my jinn's going to tell me. Then he's going to go, you deal with the jinn? A'udhu billah. Who are you? Now they come up with these ways to deceive the people. قال فيظن الظان أنها تؤدي إلى العلم وأن هؤلاء أصحاب علم وفن بهذه الأمور. So the ignorant, they think these people, they have some skills. Because that ignorant person is like, look, I got the same cup in the house. Actually, I got a dozen of them. And why the person, he get the cup and look at it like, I can see nothing. Then they're like, man, these people are somebody else. They're not regular people. Right, there is pebbles too. Okay, give me your palm. I can't see. Why do you see? Like, hey, why I see? Because I'm not you. See, they deceive the people. So now they be looking at them like these people are different. It's worse, the Sheikh said, they be looking at them as awliya of Allah. And they are awliya of shaitan. And the Sheikh says, فهو يستعمل هذه الأشياء كي يصدق الناس أنه لا يستخدم الجن وأنه ولي من الأولياء. So now he's using these things so that the people, so that his tricks don't be exposed. And the people, they're like, SubhanAllah, this man, he's using things that we have in our homes. A cup, some pebbles that I have, we have everywhere. But still that person see through these things, stuff that nobody else see. What they say? They say he's from Awliya Allah. قال ويوجد في بعض البلاد كغرب أفريقيا وبعض شمالها وفي الشرق من يتعاطى هذه الأشياء ويزعم أنه من الأولياء. The Sheikh says yes, in some lands like West Africa and some parts of the north of Africa and also in the eastern parts, you find some people who do these things. And people, they look at them like they are from the Awliya. Oh, they respect them a lot. People are afraid of them. They have a lot of respect for them. لأن هذا المجرم, this criminal, tell them, the angels inform him about things. The angels now. ولا يفعل الفعل إلا بإرشاد من الملائكة. And that person tell them, look, the angels tell him this and this. And he does not say anything until the angels tell him. But in reality, this wicked person, he's dealing with a jinn. والعياذ بالله. فيغتر به من يغتر به من الناس. ويعتبر في تلك البلاد من الأولياء. The Sheikh says, so the ignorant people are deceived by these people. People, they tell them, look, man, look, you can take the cup and can look at it all you want. You ain't going to get anything. But when he look at the cup, oh, this happened, this is going to happen. And he tell them, look, because the angels tells us, now the ignorant people in these areas, they consider them as awliya. Oh, these are awliya of Allah. So look, he says, SubhanAllah, amongst the ignorance, the one who practices magic, and a fortune teller, وَلَيَدُ بِاللَّهِ, and a sorcerer, is wali, is respected, feared. أَيْنَعَمُ وَلَيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. قال وَلِهَذَا تَجِدْ بَعْدَ الشُّرَّاحِ يَذْكُرُ فِي مُقَدِّمَةِ هَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابِ أَنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا يَتَعَاطَوْنَ الشِّرْكِ وَلَا يَتَعَاطَوْنَ مِثْلَ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ. فأولياء الله مقيدون بالشرع وليسوا من أولياء الجن. Then the Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh حفظه الله, he says, that's why you find some of the people who explain these chapters of Kitab al-Tawheed, they say in the beginning of these chapters that أولياء الله do not practice shirk. ولي of Allah doesn't fall into shirk. Because these things, fortune telling, and this is shirk and kufr. claiming magic and practicing magic is kufr, is disbelief. Rather, they mention that awliya Allah, they abide by the legislation. That's why they are awliya Allah. They hold firm to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are obedient to Allah. And he is not from the awliya of Allah, the one who practices shirk, the one who deals with the jinn, the one disbelieving Allah and believing the taghut, and he is still from awliya Allah. But look what ignorance they get themselves into. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرًا.